Last weekend, wrestling fans were left stranded in the pouring rain at New Jersey's MetLife Stadium, waiting for a train after WrestleMania 35 wrapped up shortly after midnight on Monday. The snafu resulted in quite a bit of verbal sparring between NJ Transit, the WWE, and the state's top politicians, and the whole mess served to highlight larger problems with New Jersey's beleaguered transit agency. WNYC's David First has more.
When you're left waiting in the pouring rain for more than 2 hours at the Meadowlands after midnight, you get a little testy.
Where are you? Do something for God!
Okay, so that's not the stranded fans. It's actually WWE wrestlers in the ring. But WrestleMania fans were furious. According to NJ Advance Media, they were heard shouting, "No train, we riot," while waiting and waiting and waiting for any train to arrive. New Jersey Transit blamed the delays on the WWE because WrestleMania ran later than announced. The WWE says, not our fault. Legislative leaders are calling for an investigation, and New Jersey's current governor, Phil Murphy, and previous governor, Chris Christie, are blaming each other. Larry Higgs joins us now. He covers commuting for NJ Advance Media and the Star-Ledger. Larry, welcome back.
Glad to be here.
Who is ultimately responsible for the WrestleMania mess?
Well, you know, basically both sides are not backing down from their positions. NJ Transit says they expected it to end at 10:30, and it ended at 12:30. Because of that, they had to send 3 train crews home because they basically had maxed out the amount of hours that the federal government lets them work. The WWE basically said, this is a sporting event. There's no set end time. And you guys should have known that. It's a classic argument, and neither side is backing down on that. Having said that, NJ Transit officials, starting with the transportation commissioner, offered an apology, and they said they would work with MetLife Stadium Administration to try to do better.
Of course, we've been here before. Fans were famously left stranded after the Super Bowl at MetLife Stadium in 2014. Has nothing changed since then when it comes to planning for these big events?
Well, one of the problems is the MetLife Stadium rail line. It's a very limited rail line, and it works fine during a regular football game, but when you throw in the addition of how many people you had at WrestleMania, which was basically over 82,000 fans, you're going to have a problem. One of the lights at the end of the tunnel is that, you know, hopefully when they get more engineers trained, that they'll have, as Murphy calls it, a deep enough bench so they can call in substitutes to deal with situations like this.
Former Governor Chris Christie has been blamed for a lot of New Jersey Transit's current woes, but a spokeswoman for Christie said this week that NJ Transit has actually gotten worse during Murphy's time in office. But on WNYC's Ask Governor Murphy show this week, the current governor was having none of that.
If Chris Christie is upset with us, that tells me we're doing good work and we're doing the right things. And with all due respect to the governor, he has no leg to stand on NJ Transit.
Murphy says Christie underfunded the transit agency during his 8 years in office, but we're well over a year into the Murphy administration now. When does he take ownership of what's going on with New Jersey Transit?
Well, if you look at what commuters are saying on Twitter, they would like that to have been yesterday. The problem is this has been an 8-year mess. We're talking about 8 years of underfunding transit. You know, this is coming from the Tri-State Transportation Campaign, which did analysis that found that one of the ways they were paying the bills, when they didn't get the money from the state for operating costs, they would borrow it from their capital costs. So think about it, like a homeowner takes out a home improvement loan to fix their roof, and instead they use it to pay the rent. So, you know, this is coming from independent experts. They basically placed the blame on Chris Christie. What's happening with the Murphy administration is that they are allocating more money for transit. His 2019 budget has $100 million more. However, that $100 million increase only translates to $25 million in new cash for NJ Transit. The remaining $75 million replaces funding that they've been getting from the New Jersey Turnpike Authority and clean air funding, which environmentalists would like to see go back to clean air functions and not necessarily to helping them keep the lights on at NJ Transit. So this funding is going to be a problem, and Murphy has even said it in several press conferences, that this is not going to happen and be corrected in one budget cycle or even two budget cycles.
Right. Critics say that that $25 million is not nearly enough to make the kind of sweeping changes needed to make a difference. So how are things really changing under Murphy's leadership?
You know, we're seeing little glimmers of hope. I was looking at some statistics from NJ Transit, and surprisingly, the amount of canceled trains, which were epidemic last year, dropped in February. It basically dropped from 206 in February 2018 to 168 in February 2019. So that's the beginning of a course correction. Now, obviously, commuters are going to want to see that continue on.
Well, New Jersey Transit delays have been widespread, but what could congestion pricing do to ridership? We still don't know how this is going to play out in New York City, but the whole point of the plan is to get drivers out of their cars, off the roads, and onto mass transit. So what happens to New Jersey Transit if maybe 10,000 additional riders decide to start taking the train into Manhattan every day?
Well, to put it bluntly, it's going to be a crush. And this is one of the key things behind Murphy's contention, is that if you're going to put more people on the trains, we need more money to basically buy more trains, hire more people, add more service. And he hasn't just said that about NJ Transit. He said that about PATH as well. You know, PATH has its own problems because of the increasing residential development in Hoboken and Jersey City.
Well, as far as the WrestleMania mess goes, are we heading into an investigation here?
Loretta Weinberg, who is a ranking Democrat, said she would like to see a report done. Usually these things will be handled when the legislature holds its budget hearings. So they hold one on each topic. Transportation comes in May, and it's kind of an opportunity for lawmakers to throw out any questions they have because they have face time with the leadership there. She feels that this is way more important than that, so she would like to see a full-blown report done.
Larry Higgs covers commuting for NJ Advance Media. Larry, thanks for speaking with us.
Always a pleasure.